What's up, everybody? Hey, I want to welcome you to Engaging Heaven today. I need to tell you that you were created for the supernatural. God has a plan for your life. In the next few moments, we're going to feed your spirit. We're going to cut through the fluff and get to the stuff. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today. Woo! What's up, everybody? It's getting close to Friday. We can feel it. Thank you for tuning in, making us a part of your day. As always, this program is really dedicated to you. And let me tell you, you're going to be so blessed coming up. We got some great things around the corner, some revamps on the show. It's going to be phenomenal. You don't have to worry, though. We're making some major overhauls, but we're going to be here every single day, making sure we don't miss one day with you. So, more about it in a moment. Pharaoh's warning, I want to call this one. Pharaoh's warning. Life is full of excitement. I believe in Genesis 41, Pharaoh had a dream that I believe is a roadmap of how we walk in victory. It's a formula for victory. And in life, you need to realize that there's good days and bad days, right? In life, look, it's not always going to be a high. Similar to yesterday about, you know, live a life you don't need a vacation from. If you want to live a life without ever there's going to be issues and trials, you're in the wrong galaxy. Pharaoh had a dream in Genesis 41. And in the dream, he was standing by a river, and this starts right off in verse 1 of Genesis 41, but I only have a few minutes with you, so I'm just going to talk to you about it. And in the dream, out of the river came 7 cows, and they were fat. And I'm just going to tell you right now, prophetically, that is a sign of blessing, right? Blessing, increase, overflow. A fatted cow was like, yeah, this is plenty, right? God's favor, his blessing. So, if you had a dream and you were standing by the river and 7 fatted cows rose up, I'd be like, good things are coming to you. But he also had another scene of the dream where 7 more cows rose up, and these were ugly and skinny and basically attic cows. These cows were mangled. These cows were busted. And so here's 7 fatted cows, and here's 7 mangled cows. And then the craziest thing happened. The 7 dirty, skinny, mangled cows ate the 7 fatted cows. Now, before you just think that Pharaoh had some extra pepperoni the night before from Papa John's, I believe that's one of the most powerful dreams that have ever been shared in Scripture. Because I believe that dream gave us a formula for victory. See, you need to realize that the Bible, first of all, is a manual for success, right? You might not have the greatest seasons every single day of your life, but it's a manual for success, good and bad, right? You're going to go through seasons of good, right? You're going to go through seasons in life where your cow is fatted, where it's blessing, I'm happy, this is great, it's going well, and just wait a couple more hours because you're probably going to go through a season where there's going to be some skinny, mangled cows. And Pharaoh's dream was a secret to survival, because I believe how we handle the bad times are going to determine the good. And how we handle the good times are going to determine the bad. Let me tell you the explanation of the dream before we go forward. The 7 bad cows ate the 7 good cows. I'm telling you in life, if you allow the bad things that happen to you to eat the good, you will not walk in victory. If you allow the good to have a proper perspective in your life, and you don't give the bad cows a place, you will be victorious. And in life, There's good days and bad. There's happy times and sad. We've got to maximize the positive and minimize the bad seasons of our life, or you're not going to make it through seasons of a famine. Look, the Bible says that it's going to be a great and dreadful day of the Lord at the very same time. There was an old movie, and in the movie, it said, look, there's the best of times, and there's the worst of times. Charles Dickens' book called The Best of Two Cities. There's the best of times, and it was the worst of times. Let me tell you something, as a believer, there's times that it's going to be that way at the very same moment. But how you determine the bad and the good are going to determine where you go. We're going to talk a lot more about that after the break. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today.
Hey everyone, Rebecca here. We want to thank you for tuning into the Engaging Heaven Today podcast. As always, please subscribe to our daily devotionals. And when you get a moment, leave feedback and let others know how you're being blessed. You can find more information at www.engagingheaven.com.
What's up, everybody? We're back. We're talking about Pharaoh's warning. And the warning was, Pharaoh had a dream. 7 fatted cows rose out of the river, 7 mangled ones that were skinny. The skinny devoured the fatted ones. I'm telling you, in life, if the negativity around you devours the good times, you're going to live defeated. We cannot let our lives go that way. And you know, we all know those people, right? The sky's always falling. It's always discouraging. Things are always bad. That is a formula to be defeated. The sky isn't falling. 2 Timothy 3:1 says that in the last days, perilous times will come. Look, we're going to live in moments where it's going to be perilous, that it's going to seem challenging. The good news is you have the victory, right? The good news is Christ overcame all this on the cross for you. So when things happen in your life, life is not much about what goes on to you, but how you react to it, right? And are you overreacting to life? Are you overreacting to drama? That is going to be challenging for you to really walk in power. Pharaoh gave you a warning. If you're going to overcome in life, you can't let the bad devour the good. There's a scripture in Philippians 4, and it says something like, whatever is noble, whatever is trustworthy, whatever is good report, think on these things, right? There's times you might be driving down the road in your car and everything looks like it's horrible and it's not going to work out for you. You better stop your car and just think on these things. We had some of our youth pastors went through the most challenging thing you could ever imagine, right? One of their children basically ran off, and they have 6 kids, they're amazing parents, ran off and literally jumped into like a washer, put it on hot, little kid, and the cover fell on him, and as you can imagine, the most horrific thing ever happened. He started burning with the water, and thank God he's been saved and through a lot of process and surgeries, and you know, he's doing well and healed, and it's, you know. But when you get that call the night it happens, or when you get that call in the middle of trauma, are you kidding me? Nobody can see clearly, right? You think the worst. You have so much you're dealing with. And I'll remember the night we went there and we met with them and prayed with them. And my wife just said, look, write a list. What do you mean a list? Right now, you don't know what's going to happen with your son. We believe he's going to be okay. But this is really about the parents now. Write a list. I want you to write a list of everything God has done for you. Whatever is noble, right? In the midst of absolute hell, we got to find heaven. Let's write it down. Hey, they just blessed you with parking in the parking lot at the Boston burn unit. Okay, great. Some people came together to bless you with some finances while you're going to miss time at work. Great. Look what God's done for you in the past. He did this, 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 and this. And then we started writing a list together. Why? not to minimize the trauma that was going on, but to focus our eyes on Jesus. Because if we're not careful, that trauma will eat the good that's went on in your life. You're not going to be defined by your failure, right? You're not going to be defined by the worst thing you've been through. I had a woman one time come. She had 8 abortions, and she couldn't even lift her head. She was so full of shame. And I said, no, you're going to lift your head. And not only are you going to lift your head, but you're going to tell other people about it. These 8 abortions, no matter how horrible they were, no matter where you were in your state of mind, we're not going to let them eat the good in your life. We're not going to let them eat the things that God has done for you. And I'll never forget the day she stood up in church and began to testify of being healed. And I just thought, there, the devil got a black eye that day. You know, she'd been healed. She's not letting the bad devour the good. We have to allow the good to overcome your bad. The Bible says if the enemy comes in like a flood in your life, that God will raise up a standard against him. So we can't allow the things that we can't see overtake the things that we can. You know what you have to do sometimes? If I don't hear God's voice, you go in his word until you find his voice. You allow yourself to be available. You know, in the deepest, darkest seasons of my life, when I didn't think there was hope, God shone through. Do you know what I mean? Because you're going to look back in your life and you're going to realize that the worst things you've ever been through prepared you for where you are today, right? I've been through dark, hard seasons of my life. I would never take it back because it was those seasons that built me to who I am today. So if people say, man, I would love, you know, the anointing you have or to have, no, you don't, bro, because you're going to lose it all. You're going to have to tattoo broken on your arm because you don't have anything left in your life. Congratulations. And I'm telling you today, if you're listening to me, Pharaoh's dream was a warning to us. Do not let the bad eat the good. Focus on God. Whatever is noble, whatever is trustworthy, think on those things. And make sure that you're living a life focused on what heaven has for you, right? Make sure you're living a life that is not allowing the negativity to rise up. Because let me tell you something, there's always a list, and the enemy always has something for you. But we're going to make a decision today that we're going to focus on what is true and what is noble, and that we're not going to allow negativity to reign in our minds. We're going to pick up on more of this tomorrow. I'm going to give you 2 stories tomorrow on how we just can't look at the one negative in a sea of positive. We love you. Until tomorrow, you're rocking with Engaging Heaven today.
On behalf of Pastor James Levesque, we want to thank you for tuning in to the Engaging Heaven Today podcast. If you're ever in the Connecticut area, join us at Engaging Heaven Church. We're the one church with 2 locations, New London and West Haven. For more details, go to our website at www.engagingheaven.com.